Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
This is actually very good podcasting because we have.
We have
some listeners who have some laundry OCDs. So this is actually very good podcasting.
It's podcast gold.
First of all, I wanted to say.
First of all, what you need to do is. Oh my. You can't even.
Don't eat it.
You can't
don't
even.
Don't do not put that in your mouth or I'm calling 911.
First of all, it's fun to touch. It's very fun. It's very squishy. It's fun. But the fun doesn't stop there. Because
oh, my God.
Just look at it. Shit is good. I'm just telling you. Them shits is tight.
All right.
You would vape it if you could.
Yeah. Listeners, do not know that you were shoving a Tide Pod into your nasal cavity.
If you are not on Tide Pods, get on. These, I think they're like 3-in-1 or something. I don't know what.
It's like $28 for that little teeny bottle.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Mm. You can't even. Because
oh my God!
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 3149. WFO for two, I say Tuesday the 3rd of March 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and some more so-so questions. Big Fatty, are we not done yet? Hello, speed limiters. Big Fatty, is that like a bump or a hump hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are speed limiters today. Well, I tell you what. Instead of telling you, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 3rd of March, y'all, it's not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, they're not just exitings, they're very important exitings of the birth canal. Well, you know, you're exactly right. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the first is why you're speed limiters today. Y'all, this person sent me a message on Monday saying, I cannot believe that I'm entering my 8th decade. Big Fatty, y'all, which means that today he hits a speed limit. Y'all, it is none other. You hear him. Y'all, you hear him every month on the last little show of the month. Y'all, it is the one and only Stevie B. Big Fatty, we love Stevie B. We do love Stevie B. And y'all, I've met Stevie B. many, many times at the Good Days and at Pride 48. Y'all, he's been here to the Villa. And y'all, I've been to his winter home in the Fort Leatherdale. Y'all, it's right behind a delicious steakhouse. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, just one of the nicest and most generous people that you will ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty. And he loves a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes, just like you. He does indeed. And y'all, then our second our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, she's, I don't know if Stevie B was around during the little fatty cast, but I can tell you that our next one, person was, she's got a cousin up there in the Nidraba, and it's okay, I'll take care of it. You just go sit over there and I'll take all care of it. Hello?
Hello.
Happy bacon. Anyway. No. Happy bacon.
Goodbye.
Fart pants. It's bacon. This is a first phone call to the Fart Show on this new phone. Since your calls you're playing right now are December 12th, and today is January 7th, I'm sure this will be played on Tuesday, March 3rd, so I would just like to wish myself a happy exiting, actually what I like to call Cake Corner Day. And I would like to wish the people who share my birthday week with me, Faye Driver and Pillow Pants, like to wish them happy birthday too. Happy Cake Day, Cake Corner Day. And actually, I kind of got ripped off for my birthday last year. So I'm calling this birthday month. All right. So anyway, it's January 7th. I'm sitting in my closet, as in my office, waiting for the IT department to finish loading something onto our network so that I can have access to it to process W-2s because I pay taxes for something. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. And I'm sitting here freezing. I kid you not. I'm like shaking in my shoes and my hands are ice cold. But anyway, when is this little shoe going to have another contest? No, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is this little show might be the last show standing now that Pokenit is going away and some of those other shows have gone to pay for play. Literally, pay for play, get it? You have to pay them to play them. And my deal with Patreon is I don't have a problem. I probably gave away last year to podcasters and listeners probably about $500 or $700. So I have no problem giving money away. I just have a problem putting my bank card in a bunch of websites or whatever. So that's my dealio. Otherwise, I do miss Joe Batanz. Can't say much about Mike Lawson, but I do miss Joe Batanz. I'm just kidding. The last thing I wanted to say, because this is getting really, really long, but since this is my birthday show, I think I should be able to just say long messages if I want, other than I don't know if this will be able to be sent via the phone line because of the length of it. So let me just say, our parents need to quit leaving us, or pretty soon we're all going to be orphans.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and how nice of you to give me content on your celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Betty, we love Miss Bacon. It's true. So, y'all, and by the way, in addition to Pillow Pants and Stevie B and the Faye driver, Sarah Davis and Rob One, I have celebrations this week as well. Big Fatty, so y'all, if you see Stevie B or Miss Bacon on the 20 or the Face, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Stevie B gets a big old piece of cake. Well, what about Miss Bacon? Big Fatty, you know damn good and well she's gonna have four corners of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
You know, there's only one thing sweeter in New York City, than Alex Lefebvre, and it's that Schmackeries. Since Poodle mentioned it, y'all, do you know the Schmackeries? It's Schmackaries. And y'all, they make homemade giant cookeries. And y'all, they send, got an e-letter from them. They have different flavors every month. And y'all, they're just lovely. They're just lovely. And for March, they've got the cookeries and cream with little four-leaf clovers on them. And they've got the they got the Lucky Charmed, and they've got the dirty leprechaun. Fatty, that sounds like you. So no, it's a Joy Bukkake, dirty leprechaun. Fatty, I don't believe I said that. I'm sure that Alex Lefebvre and Lamont Cranston and that Patrick Plain and Michael Woodhaven have been to the... who else are we forgetting in the New York City? New York City, y'all. It's not coming to me. The Nasty Pig. Oh yes, that's in New York City, I'm sure they've been to the Schmackeries. But anyway, what I did yesterday, y'all, after I recorded the little show, y'all, I fixed me some stuff. Y'all, I had bought these, I think I mentioned it before, these Marie Callender. Y'all, they're, it's like a puff pastry, and it's probably about 3 inches tall, and it's filled with, like the stuff in a chicken pot pie. Y'all, it's trying to be fancy. It's trying to be fancy. And it's puff pastry rather than, you know, a chicken pot pie is more flaky pastry. This is more, puffy, you know, fancy pastry. And y'all, I cooked them, y'all, 70 minutes in a 350 oven. Ready? Y'all, there's two of them in a box, and they're kind of expensive. They're like $8 a box. But unless you have a coupon, ready, you cheap ass. And, so I cooked those, and I had one of them, and y'all, it's just okay. It's just okay. Don't buy it without a without a coupon. but y'all, after that, I watched the 60 Minutes on the TV machine, and And then I watched some Will and Grace. And y'all, it was time to record the Survivors Ready. Yes, we're ready. And y'all, we had all kinds of folks in the Cheddar Chat room. We had a friend of Sam in the Hinterlands, and whose name I don't recall off the top of my head. And we had Rick of Jerry. And Rick, y'all, evidently there was some testicle problems with the chat room audio. And y'all, then that Daniel Bieber. That Daniel Bieber came in and joined us as well. And y'all stay tuned. You know, I'm going to see Rick of Jerry. And well, I'm going to see Jerry also this weekend up in the North Myrtle Beach, or in Myrtle Beach. We're going up for the horror weekend, the horror anniversarium weekend. And y'all slept like a baby on Sunday night. Big Fatty, that's very unusual for a Sunday night, it's true. Then I got up on Monday, and I got up and had my coffee and my brofkas, and y'all, then I was off. I did my nipple walk early, came back and got my share. And y'all just kind of piddled around a little bit and laid down. I wasn't going to take a nip and nap, but I just, you know, just sometimes you just have to put your feet up. Yes, Big Betty. Especially when you're in satiet. Here I am thinking about making an order at Schmackery's, Big Fatty, but I'm not gonna do that. But y'all, they had another one. What was the other one that sounded so good? It was I've closed the www now, but they've got some odd flavors like sweet cone. Big Fatty, it's a cookery with a GPS. It's true, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Ready.
It's February, so question month. It's February, so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February, so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much. Y'all, Big Fatty, he's just running it in the ground now. It's worse than uninspiring, especially when it goes into March. Well, it's true. But y'all, since it's Miss Bacon's birthday and I've got an ass load of questions from her, y'all, it's going to be an all Bacon so question. Segment here. It says, now that Scotty can't take any holiday with his new work team, will he go over 93 kegs and be as fat as Archer? asked only with love for them both. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Absolutely a so-so question. I have a feeling there may be some verbal responses from both of them on that, but we'll just have to wait and see. Next one, what kind of dinosaur calling plan are you in that text messaging apply? What? P.S. Thanks, Sterwood. What kind of dinosaur calling plan are you in that text messaging apply? We've already answered that. It's so that it's already been axed, and so that makes it extra so. Oh, dear Gussie. By the way, y'all, I have one more so-so call from San Francisco, and y'all, evidently Steve the Tater. He called, but I didn't realize it was a so-so question. So those are the only two voice letters that I have that are so-so questions. So if you think there's an error in that, please let Big Fatty know. Yes, Big Fatty, but I got plenty more Bacon questions. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blorange time. And y'all, if you don't listen to the Mr. Cackle Show, shame on you. Listen to the Tide Pods episode, and y'all, I guarantee you're going to cackle.
You can't even.
Big fan. I thought it was blind time. No, he's drinking a Bud Light Orange now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.